Postel?
I learned John Postel died via an email. It was a very sad day. It was almost like John's mentors and students were competing to spread the news because it was so sad. I thought that ICANN would be a less personal kind of thing with John gone. I mean, he certainly had his personality stamp on it. You've had a succession of other leaders that have put their personality stamps on it. So I think the important thing is to try and create an institution that can transcend any one individual, which may be a hard thing to say, but even John, we were going to lose him someday. So we had to figure out how to carry on. I first met John in like 1978 when USC ISI, which is where a lot of the original DNS and other protocol ideas got done, was hiring grad students, and they hired me, even though I wasn't going to USC, I was going to UC Irvine. First of all, he looked totally like a hippie. I don't think I ever saw him wearing anything other than Birkenstocks. And sometimes Birkenstocks were, in the snow, and you would just kind of go, no, this is crazy. But, he was of that style, and a lot of people would mistake him for an easily taken political target, when in reality he was quite good at managing the politics and the people of the internet. I mean, certainly he's famous for doing a lot of the yeoman work with getting people to work together, the herding of the cats. So John had that oh shucks manner, but he usually managed to get his way in the end. John had God knows how many irons in the fire. He was always organizing everybody else's efforts and doing some technical work of his own. So, some of the early way work on gateway protocols, the DNS, email, telnet, and FTP. I mean, when you think about it, it's kind of fingerprints were over almost all of the early protocol specs. He was the RFC editor, and he actually read all of the RFCs. And wrote a bunch. So, the output there was copious. So John and I worked together on a number of things. And one of the things I liked from the standpoint of the technology was we started out with this original protocol called MTP. And what John and I managed to do together is change that into SMTP, which is the simple version. And I think simplifying complicated ideas, whether it's simplifying a protocol or simplifying a political process, was always one of John's hallmarks. People would get wrapped up in the process, and he could be able to simplify it and make it more human. So I think that the multi-stakeholder model we have today owes a lot towards John's kind of bias towards community involvement and bottoms-up grassroots organizing. So I think that's the stamp on the structure that he may have left. Certainly, there's been a lot of bureaucracy and a lot of different kinds of organizations come and go to get to the ICANN we have today. But I still think that I can see some of his fingerprints on the foundations.